Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. My name is Edgar. Happy Tuesday. First of the month. Wow.
It's kind of depressing. I got to pay rent. Haven't done that yet. Darn.
Your phone just broke.
Oh, I'm a mess.
Jeez, Chels.
I know. I got to get it together. One of these days, I will.
One of these days, you'll catch up. I think that's the part about adulting, man. You're always like, oh, for sure. Mm. Watch me, man. Next week, I'm going to catch up for sure.
Yep.
It's like me. It's like, yo, next Monday, for sure, going to be on a diet. Next Monday. Monday for sure. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Yo, do you guys remember how excited you were when you first got your driver's license?
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that was stuck?
No, yeah. I was excited.
I feel like I didn't get mine until I was till later. I think I was like 18. So All my friends, I was like that friend that my friends would drive me around and like my brother would drive me to school and stuff. So then when I got it, I was like, oh shoot, now I got to be the one that drives everyone.
Your friend's parents probably hated you.
Oh, probably.
Like, wait, we got to go pick up Chelsea again?
Yeah.
Yo, man, I remember I was so excited, man, to be able to drive. And I didn't care, man. I would drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. That lasted about a month because then my mom like totally took advantage of that. She's like, mijo, take me to the swap meet again. Take me to the grocery store in Santa Ana. This and that. I was like, dang. I just became like a personal Uber before Uber was available. And I'll tell you this. I bring this up because right now, I don't think anybody's excited. I don't know if you guys have noticed. Gas prices have skyrocketed, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Within the last week here in LA, the gas price per gallon has gone up by 32 cents. Mm-hmm. Within the last month, it's gone up by 54 cents. And the national average for a gallon of gas in the United States is $2.50. Mm-hmm. Here in LA, $4.05 right now.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. Hey, kill me.
What's happening? Why?
I don't know, man. But is anybody excited to drive right now? I know Tamara has a legit excuse to not give anybody a ride. Your license is suspended or revoked, Tamara?
It's suspended.
Why do they suspend it?
Because I got a ticket and I forgot to go to court, y'all.
How long did it take for you to realize that?
Like a few months. But the longest I did was like 4 months.
Didn't you get like an email or something?
You know.
or a letter in the mail?
Chelsea's like, didn't the DMV...
I have no reason to judge, but...
Didn't the DMV DM you and let you know? Like, hey, like, hashtag suspended?
Yeah, right.
I did that thing where I just kind of ignored it and put it to the side. Like, I'll get back to it.
Yeah. So, DJ Majestic, you down to drive us around, bro?
No, gas is expensive for me, too. Why do I have to drive?
I would say Chelsea, but she's the scariest driver out of all of us.
That's
so
true.
I guess I'll drive. I
got Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
All right, on the count of three, for those of you that are driving, for those of you that are listening at home or at work and here in studio, I want you to say out loud, what is your go-to alcoholic beverage right now, right? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Hennessy.
White Claw is everything right now.
Yeah.
All right.
And I agree.
Interesting. So DJ Majestic, Chelsea both said White Claw, but then Majestic shockingly said it's everything.
I feel like I should have said that. That was like in my voice.
I don't say that usually, but White Claw is.
Tamara came strong with Hennessy.
Hennessy. No. Put a little hair on your chest.
That's sexy. She's like, I wonder why I can't get a dude.
Right.
All right, White Claw is everything right now. Right, DJ Majestic? It's funny because DJ Majestic, you are all over this, and I would totally expect it from Chelsea. Bubbly drinks are definitely in. Chelsea, how would you describe White Claw for those people that have not had it yet?
It's like crisp, refreshing. It's soda water with a little bit of flavor. You don't feel bloated after you drink it. It's great.
Because it makes you burp. So you're like, yeah, but that felt so good. I'm so skinny again.
Real sexy for those first dates.
By the way, this is not even a White Claw commercial.
No.
Just saying.
I wish we were sponsored by them.
I'm bringing this up because this is something both DJ Majestic and Chelsea would probably do. Not because you're responsible, but this woman in Florida, of course in Florida, got pulled over while drinking a White Claw and with a straight face said, it's not illegal. It's a White Claw.
That's funny because honestly, you can't even taste alcohol in it.
So it's only 5% alcohol. So people are thinking, yo, it's cool for you to be cruising around driving while you sip on this, and it's not, guys.
Only 5% though. That isn't that usually what most beers are? Aren't most beers like 5-6%?
Yeah. Around there.
But apparently this girl's like, yo, it's only 5%. Like, she even showed the police officer the can. It's like, come on, get with it. And the police officer's like, can you walk in a straight line? And she's like, yeah, watch. And she didn't. So she got locked up. So yeah, definitely don't drink and drive, even if it is White Claw. DJ Majestic, I am surprised at how into you are into White Claw, bro. I've never seen you be so into something besides Drake.
Right.
It's true. White Claw and Drake are my thing.
And your girlfriend.
And my girlfriend.
Oh, of course.
I'm just trying to help him out. Yeah,
but it's like Drake, White Claw, and then his girlfriend right now.
I don't know the order exactly, but I do those three things I'm about.
Why are you all about it right now, bro?
You know, because vodka soda was always my go-to drink at the club. And it reminds me of vodka soda in a can that's already prepackaged for you. You don't taste the alcohol. Yeah. And it sneaks up on you, too. The flavors are delicious as well. Mango, raspberry, lime.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, forget it. I could go off for days, y'all.
This is not a White Claw commercial, but if anybody works with White Claw, you know where to come if you want to promote.
Amp Radio.
Or just drop off some free.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Remember last year at We Can't Survive, Marshmello closed out the show with that song.
Oh, yeah.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
And he's doing it again this year.
Yes, he's coming back along with Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, Lizzo, Becky G, and many more. We have your chance at winning a pair of sold-out tickets to We Can't Survive. Plus, we're going to throw in a pair of Bud Light Platinum VIP party passes for you. All right, coming up during the Amp Mini Mix all this week at 7:20 in the morning. So stay tuned for your chance to win. Chelsea, what's coming up next in your report?
So Shawn Mendes is finally opening up about his relationship with Camila Cabello. Oh. And did he just drop the L word?
No way.
Yes, I've got audio of it on that coming up next in the Chelsea Report around 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
Shawn Mendes getting super mushy on us. He has admitted that he is in love with Camila Cabello.
It's about time.
I know, right? It happened in a fan Q&A. He was basically asked if he's ever loved someone who didn't love him back and was super honest.
I wonder, have you ever loved someone who doesn't love you, and what will you do?
Well, if I told you the whole story of Camila, it would take a long time. I would say that you have to fight for someone you really love.
Yeah.
And if you really truly love them, then you'll get them. It just takes time. But make sure you really love him or her, you know? You just gotta make sure.
Yeah.
So basically, if they don't love you back, it reminds you of Wedding Crashers. I'll find you.
Yes. I love that he said love like 5 times in that. I'm like, geez, you're really in it, Sean. But
it's
I love it.
Making sense now, Chelsea. Because remember when we got a chance to talk to Camila Cabello about her new music, Liar, specifically.
Exactly.
And she said it's a recent song she wrote, obviously during the era of her and Sean coming together.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's about a situation where you basically don't want to accept the fact that you have feelings for someone.
Yep, you're lying.
For whatever that reason.
And she was like lying to herself about it.
So now we're hearing his side of it. Sean's like, yo, I was trying to holla. I was going after her. She was not having it. But really, she was just lying to herself.
Yep. See, how can anyone say it's fake? I feel like that's so real right now.
Absolutely.
Their love.
Good for them.
So cute. I love love. Speaking of which, good transition here. Yesterday, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin finally had their fancy traditional wedding ceremony.
Awesome.
From what I've seen, the pictures, there's not that many, but what I've seen, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
They got married in South Carolina at the Montage Hotel. There were about 150 guests. Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Ed Sheeran, Usher, Travis Scott, Scooter Braun, Jaden Smith were among some of the guests. And this, I thought this was super cool. So Sunday night, the night before the wedding, because I got married yesterday on a Monday, they hosted a huge sleepover for their friends and family with a big game of capture the flag, a water gun fight, a dance party, and then they made everyone watch The Notebook.
Get it.
Guys.
The Notebook's based out of the Carolinas, right?
Uh-huh.
Where they got married. So it makes sense. And side note, Justin Bieber's probably one of the most competitive artists I've ever met in my life. True story. We had him for an interview, and we played a game of like trash kickball, just like rolling up some paper and throwing it in the basket. Legit, he pushed every interview back 30 minutes because he wanted to get a perfect score and he would not leave. Like, his manager was like, yo, Justin, we got to roll. He's like, no, I got to get this perfect. He didn't leave until he hit all 5 shots in a row.
That's funny. That's something that Haley's going to have to deal with her whole life. I could see, like, the night before the wedding, he's like getting competitive over like a game of capture the flag. And he's right. Like, babe, come on, let's go to bed. We're getting married tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's so funny. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Billie Eilish will also be at our sold out We Can't Survive concert this month, baby. Already, it's coming around
it's
the corner.
2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, October 19th.
Not this weekend, man. Next weekend.
Yes.
Right?
Two weeks from this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. I just wanted to be here. I'm so excited.
We all do. All right. Coming up next at 7:20, we'll tell you how you can win sold out We Can't Survive tickets during the Ant Mini Mix. Right about now, some interesting stories here. Yes, we just hit October, as we've just been talking about. That means for us Dodgers fans, October ball means playoffs, baby. Let's go. We're back in it again. And this year, the Dodgers broke a franchise record with 106 wins to end the regular season. That is huge right there. Let's go. I'm not going to talk too much because I don't want to jinx anything.
Don't do it.
We've been to the World Series 2 years in a row, and that's all I'm going to say. We'll leave it at that, but wish them the best. I am stoked about this, though. The Dodgers also recently signed a dude that's only 18 years of age out of my home state in Mexico by the name of Jalisco, where Guadalajara is. And the dude is a part-time taquero. My man not only makes tacos, but he throws 95 miles per hour as well. Can you imagine that shot? After your taco's done, he throws it at you at 95 miles an hour. Ow!
It's like your dream best friend, Edgar.
It is. He plays for the Dodgers now. He just got signed on the spot, man. Obviously, everybody's like, yo, is he going to be in the playoffs? No, not quite yet. He's got to go through the minor leagues and whatnot. But I would bring him up just for that.
Uh-huh.
Just have him in the dugout making some tacos. And then bring him in if we need some relievers, you know? That's a good deal right there. Also, interesting story about this viral video right here. You thought you saw it all, but then we saw this. An Ohio inmate, I don't know if you guys have seen this video, it's gone viral on social media. He's seen in the yard. He's in prison. He's just chilling, but he's in the yard area just walking around, and he keeps looking up at the sky. And look kind of suspicious. Like, why does this guy keep looking up at the sky? There's not even clouds up or nothing. It's not like he's like, yo, is it going to rain? 5 minutes later, in the camera, you see him look up, put his arms up, and then a mysterious package flies from the sky into his arms. He wraps it up in a t-shirt and runs in.
It was like a drone that dropped something off?
A drone, Chelsea.
Wow.
Dropped off a package from my man that included tobacco, some weed, and a cell phone.
I mean, but how did he think that he was going to get away with that? Because obviously people are going to see it.
Yeah, I mean, he thought he was going to get away with it, but now the video's gone viral. Apparently it happened earlier this summer, but apparently just barely the prison has released this video. He did get caught, obviously. But can you think about that?
Wow.
Amazon's going a whole nother level
now.
Smart. Amazon Prime Prison, baby. Sign up for that.
Right.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
All this week at this same time, your chance to win a pair of sold out tickets to We Can't Survive October 19th at the Hollywood Bowl. Plus, we're going to throw in a pair of Bud Light Platinum VIP Party Passes. All you got to do is guess the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics. Do not get swayed by the beat. That is a different song. DJ Majestic got taken out by Lauren. And not like on a date.
No.
She, like, took you out.
Yeah, yes, took you out for sure.
Lauren from Pasadena. So, can Serena from Fullerton do it again today? Good morning.
Good morning.
Serena, why do you believe you can be DJ Majestic this morning?
I hear you guys every morning on my way to work, and I've heard some crazy answers, and I'm trying to get it this time.
Okay.
There have been some crazy answers.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Serena. Where do you work, Serena?
I work at a mortgage lending company. I'm actually pulling up into the driveway right now.
All right, just telling you're going to be a little bit late. It's going to be all right. I used to work as a mortgage lender, too.
Really?
By the way, took the best naps there. oh, my gosh, at Citibank right here in Glendale. Shout out. All right, anyways, here we go, Serena. Hang tight, because if you don't win these tickets and guess correctly, Jennifer from East Los will automatically jack your tickets. Jennifer, what do you want to say to Serena?
Serena, good luck. I really want those tickets.
Damn. All right,
Thank
Serena.
Thank you. She said thank you.
All right, Serena, here it is. Here's the song. It is a We Can't Survive artist. I'll give you that hint. What's the name of it based only on the lyrics? Here we go. Ten seconds.
Havana, Camila Cabello.
Excuse me, what was that?
Havana, Camila Cabello.
You got it. Good job. Congrats.
Get it, Serena.
Thank you.
You're coming to Weekend Survive. How does that feel?
Amazing. I'm so happy.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Serena, who are you going to take with you and who are you most excited to see?
I'm probably going to take my boyfriend and I'm excited to see Lizzo.
Yes.
Here we go again.
Everyone.
Every girl that calls in that's dating somebody goes, always says, probably, maybe my boyfriend. But dudes automatically say they're going to take their girl with them.
Because they know.
They know it's going to be a better time, Chelsea, without us?
Yeah, of course.
Damn, I see you guys. All right, Serena, congratulations. We'll give you all the details off the air, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, hang tight. Tomorrow at the same time, another chance for you to win. Shout out to Jennifer from East Los. Try again tomorrow, Jennifer. Love you, girl. Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
So find out what female rapper is trolling Lizzo and even trying to block Lizzo's Truth Hurts from hitting number one again on the Billboard Hot 100. Lots of drama going down. That's coming up in the Chelsea Report at 7:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So Iggy Azalea is trolling Lizzo hardcore, and it's actually pretty funny. She's basically encouraging her fans to stream Sean and Camila's Senorita to stop Lizzo from breaking her Billboard Hot 100 record. And Iggy currently holds the record for longest reign at number one for a female rapper for her 2014 song Fancy, which we all remember. Lizzo's song Truth Hurts is just 2 weeks away from beating her. And the funny thing about this is that Lizzo tweeted out, you know, encouraging her fans to stream the song because she wants to make it the next 2 weeks. And then she gave a shout out to Charlie XCX for Fancy being a bomb song because it was Iggy and Charlie's song. So she tweeted her, but failing to mention Iggy.
Oh, my God.
So in a since deleted tweet, Iggy indirectly responded to the potential shade, I guess you could call it, saying, I could have sworn I was the one rapping that song, but okay. She later then did clarify the tweet because I think she was getting a bunch of hate, people being like, oh my God, why are you being so petty? And she wrote,
why are you being so petty? You just got like deleted from a song that you led and rapped.
Yeah. Well, she said, look, I'm down to be petty in the name of a laugh or two, but in all seriousness, she just said, I'm just trolling and laughing at all the funny replies. But then she launched into that campaign to get Sean and Camila to be back at the top on the Hot 100.
With Senorita.
Yeah, with Senorita. And she even then switched her profile photo to one of Camila and Sean and changed her Twitter name to Iggy Azalea Stream Senorita, which I think is just hilarious.
I think you can't take this too seriously.
No.
Iggy's super chill.
She really is.
I think she gets a lot of like hate for no reason, man. She's really chill, so should be fun to see. But I wonder why Lizzo did that. Only mentioned Charlie.
Maybe because she's closer with Charlie. Right. I read the tweet again, and she basically was like, hey, everyone stream my friend Charlie's album. So I think she was just probably giving support to Charlie, not really thinking that she was leaving Iggy out. So, all right, moving on. Shawn Mendes. Oh, my gosh. He's getting super mushy on us. Admitting he's in love with Camila Cabello. In a fan Q&A, he was asked if he's ever loved someone who didn't love him back, and he was super real about it.
I wonder, have you ever loved someone who doesn't love you, and what will you do?
Well, if I told you the whole story of Camila, it would take a long time. I would say that you have to fight for someone you really love.
Yeah.
And if you really, truly love them, then you'll get them. It just takes time. But make sure you really love him or her, you know? You just got to make sure.
You just got to fight for the love and not go away. Although some people end up with restraining orders.
No.
But for Sean, it worked out.
No,
Chels?
Harpy still. It's so cute. I love that he's so in his feels with her. Yeah. But it makes sense because Camila she's such a catch. Like, she's so stinking cute.
And we spoke about this earlier today, but the whole liar song with Camila Cabello was talking about how she was lying to herself about how she felt about somebody. And that somebody was Shawn Mendes. She didn't want to fall for him for whatever the reason.
And I love it because it seems like, I mean, they've been friends for a while. Obviously, they had their first song together, I Know What You Did Last Summer. So it feels like he's probably been crushing on her forever, and he hasn't dated anyone serious since this whole Camila thing. So I love that he was like holding out for her, the hopeless romantic in me. Ugh, my
heart. But it's always a huge risk when you are good friends with somebody. You guys work totally as friends, but then you start getting those feelings and physically mm-hmm. feeling that sexual tension. You're like, do I cross that line? Do I let him know? Because it could ruin the friendship.
Yep.
But in this case, God willing, they'll end up married.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, Sean Meal lives on. Okay, I love it. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Todd Khalid on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. We got your sold out We Can't Survive tickets all day today and all this week. Stay tuned for your chance to win. Billie Eilish will be performing there. And we're going to get into an interesting story that brings up this question about her, okay? The question we want to ask you today is, what shocking thing did you find out about how you were conceived or your birth, how you were brought to this earth? Hit us up 877-971-HITS. You can call or text us because Billie Eilish was shocked when she found out how she was conceived.
It was crazy. So yesterday, her and her brother Phineas, they were on the Howard Stern show. And at the end of the interview, she like brought out her parents to meet Howard. And of course, Howard, you know, he started asking them questions about like, how was Billie conceived? Like, tell us. And they went into the story about how they're like, well, she actually was conceived in a fertility clinic via IVF. And the crazy thing was, is this was the first time live on the radio that Billie was finding out. So she's literally like, wait, I'm sorry, what?
And what a moment to confess that to your daughter, right?
It's crazy. It actually reminds me of this guy I dated had sort of a similar story. When he was a teenager, he found out that he was also conceived via IVF. So it was kind of this weird moment of like he realized his sister, who he always thought was like his full-blown sister, they had different dads. And that his dad who raised him wasn't his dad either. So it was like sort of this weird moment of like, what?
So in his family, him and his sister had two different sperm donors.
Yes.
Did he ever meet or find out who his sperm donor was?
No, but I always would try to get him to. Because I was like, we should go meet your dad. Like, I want to find out who it is. Yeah. And but yeah, no, as of, I don't know, maybe he did it as of now, but... But I thought that was I would want to know. Like, I would be so, I'd have so many questions, you know?
Yeah, where your biological father's mm-hmm. from, what are his characteristics, his family lineage, and all that stuff. Mine is not as dramatic.
Yeah.
But the shocking thing that I found out is that I was not planned. I was an accident.
Uh-huh.
My parents were 40 years old when they had me. But it's funny because as I grew older, they would tell me more of the truth. I was like, no, mijo, of course we planned you. Te queremos mucho. We've always wanted you, you know?
Uh-huh.
Then I found out that when my mom found out she was pregnant with me, first she went into the doctor because she thought she had indigestion.
Oh, no.
And then it was actually me.
Aww.
She's like, it's the frijoles from last night, right? And then throughout the entire pregnancy, they thought I was a girl. She
Why?
Had dresses. I don't know because I have two older brothers.
Oh.
My oldest brother's 15 years older and my middle brother's 12 years older. So they really wanted a girl. So the whole time they bought dresses and whatnot. And then recently my mom confessed to me that obviously he came out a boy. And she's like, I would still sometimes dress you up in the dresses we got you.
Oh, no.
Because I wanted a girl so bad. And now I have two daughters. And now I understand why they love Ariela and Alani so much. Because it's like what they always wanted to have.
Your name is really supposed to be like Edgara or something.
Edgarina.
Yes.
There it is. 877-971-HITS. Hit us up. What shocking thing did you find out about how you were conceived? Maybe how they made you is pretty funny. And that's why you're funny.
Kind of gross too, but you know.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that, but it's funny. Let's talk about it. All right, or about your birth. 877-971-HITS. Ashley from Burbank, good morning to you. It says here, you were shocked to find out how you were made, how you were conceived. What was it?
So I found out when I was a teenager, the big secret. And basically, my parents couldn't, well, my dad was basically sterile and... You know, he couldn't have kids. And so, you know, it affected him and he really wanted to keep, you know, the bloodline going. And, you know, it really meant a lot for him. So my uncle actually stepped in and helped him out, you know.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, so you're your uncle's actually your dad?
Correct.
But when you said your uncle stepped in to help out, like through in vitro, right? Or
so, yeah, no, it was totally in vitro. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, wow, that's interesting.
That's interesting, though. It makes sense because then you still are related to your family. You still probably look like your dad a little bit. Like, I kind of get that, but that is bizarre for you now looking at your uncle and being like, oh, he's actually my dad, and not realizing it till you're older. Like, that had to kind of, I feel like that would mess with my head a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little shocking, you know, for the first few years.
Okay.
I've accepted it, and my dad was happy, and I guess that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. Wow, that's a wild story. Thank you for calling in. That makes me think, because it took my wife and I about a year and a half to be able to get pregnant with our daughter, Ariela.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a specialist like, yo, there's nothing wrong with either of you. You just got to keep trying. I was like, no problem. But imagine if I were sterile, right? And I had to choose one of my two brothers.
Oh, shoot. How do you choose?
To donate. Do you go to like, yo, who's the better looking one? Uh-huh. Who's the smarter one?
The better build, like more athletic. Like, that's
wouldn't
so funny.
Wouldn't you get hurt if like your brother didn't choose you per se? Like, yo, why didn't you choose me as a donor, you know?
Just have him do paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah, I think I would choose, because my older brother, he's a...
Oh, you're going there right now.
I'm going to go there.
And no one's making you.
He's the executive pastry chef at Disneyland. And then my other brother's Piolin. He's a Spanish radio host. And for those of you that know who Piolin is, nobody wants their child to look like that. So, I would go with my brother George.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Executive pastry chef.
There you
know?
Go.
Have my son and daughter also cook us up some desserts all day, every day. I'm down.
That's funny. I actually found out something interesting about myself when I was born. I was born with one leg shorter than the other.
It killed me?
Yeah. Like, they didn't know what was wrong with me. And so my whole life, and up until I was 12, and I actually had a surgery to make it so my other leg was the same length, I had one leg shorter than the other. And as I got older, it got, like, the discrepancy got more and more. So when they finally fixed it, it was 3 inches.
Chelsea, but how do they make your leg grow?
It's wild. I had 7 pins in my leg for 9 months.
Stretching it?
Yep, and they like broke the bone, and then I had to like move this thing, these pins, they'd move apart like 4 quarter turns a day until it was 3 inches, and then bone marrow would fill in. It was a wild surgery.
I can't notice it at all right now.
Oh.
You know, I wonder if you wouldn't have gotten it fixed, right? Because you said the discrepancy would get more and more. Like if you ran, would you only be able to run in circles?
No, that's a really bad joke.
No, I'm just
that's
asking.
A really awful joke.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
because
no?
You
just
run
limp a little. Come on,
and you played soccer.
Yeah, I played sports. It didn't stop me from doing anything. I feel like it made me more resilient too.
That's awesome. But, I love that story, Chelsea. Thank you for sharing.
Edgar and Chelsea mornings.
Amp Radio.
So Chelsea, you just revealed a pretty cool story about how you were born with one leg shorter than the other,
mm-hmm.
and at age 12. For about 6 to 9 months, basically, you had to get that leg with a mechanism, kind of stretch it out.
Yeah, lengthened. Mm-hmm.
And painful, ouch, uncomfortable, all the above. But you did it at mm-hmm. the age of 12. So we got this text right now. And her name is Sabrina Rodriguez from the 714. And she said this. Chelsea, that story's awesome. I was bow-legged as a baby.
Oh, wow.
I had to wear shoe clamps when I would sleep. Basically, it looked like a skinny snowboard.
Uh-huh.
My mom had to turn it a little more each time until my legs were correct. It just goes to say that there's always hope and a way when things aren't exactly perfect.
Uh-huh.
And look at you now, Chelsea. You're awesome. Nothing gets in our way.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. It makes you so unique, you know? I love that story. I forget about it sometimes just because, like, it was so long ago, but it makes me who I am.
Dude,
same for Sabrina.
If you can conquer that, you can conquer anything, Chelsea.
Hey, thanks, guys. Oh my gosh. Let's turn it into
even finding the one.
Well, I don't know.
Now that's a stretch.
That's a good joke.
Coming up next, Jess, what you working on?
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are officially married. They got married yesterday.
Aww.
So which celebs attended their wedding? I can't talk. And what movie? This is really random, but what movie did they make everyone watch the night before? It's pretty funny. Details coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 8:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So yesterday, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin finally had their fancy traditional wedding ceremony. It was in South Carolina at the Montage Hotel. It looked beautiful from the pictures I've seen so far. There haven't been a ton released, but there have been some.
And they look so happy.
Yes.
It's good to see Justin look this happy and at peace with himself and where he's at in life, man. And good for him. You know what I'm saying? He's been through a lot, done a lot of crazy things. And he's found some spiritual peace, and I'm super happy for him and his wife.
I was surprised that it was kind of a small, I mean, I guess this isn't small, but they had 150 guests, which I just guessed, I just, since it's Justin Bieber, I thought it would be much bigger, but they kept it to 150. Some of the celebrity guests included Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Ed Sheeran, Usher, Travis Scott, Scooter Braun, his manager,
right.
Jaden Smith. And then I love this. So on Sunday, the night before the wedding, they hosted like a huge sleepover for friends and family. I feel like I would totally do this. And they had like a big game of capture the flag. They had a water gun fight, a dance party. And then they made everyone watch the movie, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The Notebook.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, Chelsea, let's say you were to do something like this, right? The day you get married, what movie would you want everybody to watch before your wedding day?
Ooh,
all your guests, your boo's right there, the one.
I would do Pretty Woman.
Oh!
I just love their love story. It's so cute.
That's awesome.
Yeah, how about you?
Armageddon.
Why?
No, I'm just playing.
Because of the animal... it was like the animal cracker scene? I don't know. That's the end of mine.
The world. No, just playing. Nah, I would do Tommy Boy or Dumb and Dumber. Something funny.
Oh,
something we
could
all laugh to and have a good time. My wife would probably do Janet Loves... I think it's called A Walk in the Clouds. Have you guys ever seen that?
I don't know, yeah.
I gotta look that up. I gotta remember the name. But let's go on to the next story. I'll look it up.
Because that's the one it probably would be. Not your choice. It'd probably be her choice.
Super romantic. The about these two, this couple that falls in love in like Napa Valley.
Okay.
And it's like super nice. So.
Cool. Gotta watch it this weekend.
Yeah,
maybe.
Check it out.
So it's crazy to me that Hannah B. from last season's Bachelorette didn't end up engaged or with anyone, really, because it's kind of insane. Her Bachelor contestants have been like hot commodities among celebrities.
More than ever.
Which is crazy. So Tyler Cameron obviously is dating Gigi Hadid. Why are you laughing?
I feel like it's like a vending machine. Like, I'll take A3, please.
I'll take the six-pack versus the eight-pack, you know? Because they all look great with their shirt off. But so Tyler Cameron dating Gigi Hadid. Mike Johnson dating Demi Lovato. And I don't know how I feel about this because they've both been doing a lot of interviews. Tyler's kept it more quiet about his relationship with Gigi, but Mike is like very much talking about his relationship with Demi. He did an interview yesterday and was talking about how much he likes Demi and her tattoos and even said she's a good kisser and he's getting to know her for her. And he makes sure everyone knows like she was the aggressor in the situation and he wasn't familiar with her music before.
This
now
guy.
He is. So it's like, I'm like, I don't know. For some reason, it makes me feel weird. Like, he's just kind of attention seeking. I don't know. Everyone seems to love him. I actually didn't watch last season of The Bachelorette, so I don't know, but everyone seems to like Mike, but they're going strong right now, so there's that.
If they're happy, get it. You know what I'm saying? That's
Absolutely.
What it's all about. Oh, so it is called the movie that I was talking about, because my wife's going to kill me if I don't remember this. It's A Walk in the Clouds, and it's with one of the best romantic, sentimental actors ever. Keanu Reeves.
Ooh, he's great, actually.
I love him, man.
He's
the good.
Best.
Check it out, for real, Chelsea.
Right,
let me know
I
what
will.
You think. A Walk in the Clouds, all right?
All right, cool. Got some homework to do. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next at 9, we're going to drop the top 5 most streamed songs in L.A. This is Lizzo.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Interesting story right here, and the video is even better. You got to check it out on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. We'll have it up shortly. Just to prove even more that Gigi Hadid is a badass.
Mm-hmm.
She now not only models, but she stepped in as security. Straight up security. A wild scene went down at Chanel's Spring Summer 2020 fashion show in Paris yesterday. So while all the models were on the catwalk, it was like the grand finale, Gigi Hadid included, a 28-year-old woman jumped onto the stage, onto the catwalk, and started walking with the models.
She did it sort of seamlessly, I will say.
It was pretty
like,
good.
And her outfit fit in, too, with what everyone else is wearing.
It was a knockoff checkered Chanel dress. But I love it, because once she jumped on, literally, she was doing the face, the move. She owned it, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Except you could tell she was, like, 2 feet shorter than everybody else. And, of course, it so happened to be she's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So she did it for the YouTube, not the gram this time.
Mm-hmm.
But Gigi Hadid, when seeing that security, the actual security of the building, wouldn't step in because they didn't want to ruin the look. Or maybe they didn't know that it wasn't part of the show.
Yeah.
You never know. But security was like hesitant. They were chasing after her, but then they wouldn't step on the stage. So Gigi eventually just stepped in, bodied this woman.
She like grabbed her by the arm and like you could tell had like a couple stern words with her.
She did.
Yeah, and then sort of like escorted her off.
Just escorted, yanked her off and like put her on timeout. You know? What a boss. Chelsea, this totally reminded me of when you rescued Coachella. Was it this year or last year?
No, that was last year.
You remember that?
Yeah,
you
of course.
Dove after a bandit?
How would I forget? Basically, what happened was my friend felt like her phone was being stolen, and she kind of whispered it to me. Like, she felt someone tug on her back pocket. And I looked, and I saw this guy kind of, like, start walking fast. And so me and my friends chased after him, and we jumped... We jumped on him, got him to the ground because he started running too, and then people started seeing that it was kind of commotion. We jumped on him, grabbed his backpack.
Like tackled him.
Tackled him down to the ground, and then once we did that, other guys kind of jumped on top of him to hold him down. We opened up his backpack, and in his backpack, there were probably like 50 to 100 stolen phones.
Damn.
And it was like a cool moment too, I remember when it happened, because afterwards everyone's like, wait, my phone's gone. Wait, my phone's gone. And so people then are like looking through the backpack, finding their phones, their wallets. Like, it was wild.
And you truly saved Coachella for those 50 people that weren't going to be able to post on the gram, Chels.
Like, what if you take so much time to get that Ferris wheel picture, and if you lost it and couldn't post it, like, what is Coachella? It didn't happen if the picture didn't happen.
Why are you even there?
Right?
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Shout out to Justin Bieber. Loves his wife so much. He said, I do twice. Yesterday, again, in South Carolina. Ed Sheeran was there, right,
Chels? Ed Sheeran was there. Usher was there.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's good. It's a good party right there.
It looks like a beautiful wedding.
Congrats to him and Haley. I have a random ass question, but follow me on this.
What?
So, have you guys ever seen the picture of like the evolution of humans? Mm-hmm. Right? Where like we start off kind of like hunched over and then we eventually end up like walking upright?
Yeah.
So, my question to you is, do you think because of our cell phones, are we headed the opposite direction?
Absolutely. Isn't there, I feel like I read a study that there's like, we might have horns on our heads or something like that.
Yes, that's
an
a true
evolution. Yeah.
Fact, Chelsea. And I just noticed it this weekend. I was flying and I'm sure you've noticed it. Anywhere you go in public where there's a long line of humans, just look at what they're doing. Everybody's hunched over on their phone, the same posture. And that study was saying, Chelsea, that you brought up, is that it's building kind of this little horn at the peak of the back of your head where you're hunched over.
We're turning into dinosaurs.
That's a cool... You know what? That look... I think it would look good on me, actually. I have a flat-ass head in the back, so I think I'm down with a little horn.
That's crazy, though.
So, bringing that up, I see DJ and Jessica over here opening up an Amazon package, because that's what we do on the morning show, open up packages.
A lot.
Because we're so busy in studio. And it's a... What did you buy, DJ and Jessica?
This is a posture corrector. Oh, to straighten out my back.
Corrector, and it's like two straps. You put your arms through it, and it looks almost like a harness that people use when you're gonna lift up something real heavy.
I think you have it on wrong.
I'm definitely not wearing it right. I'm looking at the instructions.
Yeah.
Right now.
Definitely not.
I have it around my neck. I don't even.
Looks
know.
Like a sling for your arm.
It looks like something that people would use in like when what's that thing called when people like to be whipped during sex?
Well, this just took a turn
from a sling?
Oh, slings
SM
to
something
SM
SMX.
No, SMS.
SMS.
No, that's a text message. Oh, that's
I could probably use this in the bedroom.
What is it?
It's an SMS. Oh, it's a text. Yo, if you know what the hell we're talking about, anybody text SMS? Us at 877-971-HITS SMF. I don't know. Anyways, it looks like something like that. Chelsea.
What?
You tried one of these.
Uh-huh.
Not the SMS stuff. But I'm saying a posture corrector.
Yeah, I ordered like the similar thing. It's not that same one, but a similar one. I think I wore it once.
Really?
And I just gave up on it. But maybe you're inspiring me to bring it back out. Because I feel like I need to work on my posture too. I get it. But
there
yeah.
All right, fantastic. Damn, that was a great conversation right there.
Well,
somebody's
got
to know SMS. I'm down with that. Let's go with SMS.
Yeah.
SMS is a text message, though.
Coming up next, we got Yessi Ortiz taking over your radio. And a big shout out to Serena from Fullerton. Today, she was the winner of our sold out We Can't Survive tickets. More of those tickets coming your way all day today and all this week. You're smiling, you're laughing.
I'm trying to find it. Yeah. It's not SMF, SMT. Someone text us right now, please.
Whatever you do,
I can't
do
go
not,
on with my day yet.
Do not use our work computers SMT. To look that
well,
up, okay?
Too late.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.